The Justice Department says it's moving ahead with plans to put accounting giant Arthur Andersen on trial next month for its role in the Enron scandal. U.S. officials have been meeting with Andersen's lawyers in recent weeks in an effort to settle the criminal case against the firm. But yesterday, Andersen broke off talks, saying the two sides had been unable to reach an agreement. Andersen's decision leaves the survival of the firm in question, NPR's Jim Zarole reports.
The Justice Department had given Andersen until yesterday to settle the charges against it, saying it needed time to prepare for the upcoming trial. By all accounts, the two sides had been close to an agreement, but yesterday Andersen said it was walking away from the table. A lawyer for the firm said it was reviewing some of the government's proposals, but couldn't finish the job in the time frame allotted. Company spokesman Patrick Dorton said no further talks are scheduled.
We disagree that we're not there right now. We have not reached an agreement at this point. We are certainly willing, as a firm, to continue discussions with the Department of Justice.
Dorton declined to say what had caused the talks to break down. The collapse comes at a particularly risky time for the firm. Andersen has acknowledged that top officials in its Houston office shredded Enron-related documents, and it faces criminal charges of obstruction of justice. Stuck in an embarrassing legal morass, Andersen has watched some of its biggest customers flee. It's also seen many of its partners defect to rival firms such as KPMG, especially overseas. Arthur Bowman, editor of Bowman's Accounting Report, says the problems will only worsen if the firm stands trial next month.
Andersen may not be able to survive into the trial date or who knows how far afterward because there is a cash flow problem. The international network is falling apart. A number of U.S. offices have talked about merging in or being acquired by KPMG. So Andersen is starting to disintegrate in the U.S. as well.
Not everyone is ready to write Andersen off right now. Harvey Pitt, the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is pursuing a case against Andersen, said in a TV interview yesterday that despite its troubles, Andersen is still a functioning company. Still, Andersen's financial condition is deteriorating, and that could be a factor in the talks that collapsed yesterday. In addition to the criminal charges against it, Andersen has also been hit with numerous lawsuits from Enron shareholders who blame the firm for their losses. Andersen has been trying to settle those cases out of court, but those talks, too, have broken down because of a disagreement over the liability of Enron's banks. Professor Jack Coffey of Columbia University Law School says the ongoing disintegration of Andersen's finances puts pressure on the shareholders to settle the case, and Coffey says that may be one reason Andersen pulled out of the talks yesterday.
So what they are effectively telling the plaintiff's attorneys is that if we don't settle with the government, we'll have to go to trial, and you know the odds are high that we will be convicted. And if we are convicted, we are essentially valueless, and you'll get nothing out of us other than the small amount of money that's left in the capital of the firm.
And Coffey says if that's true, it means Andersen officials are essentially playing a high-stakes game of chicken with their opponents, a game that could cost many of the firm's employees their jobs. Company officials declined to address the shareholder suits, except to say they continue to try to reach a settlement and will be meeting through the weekend with attorneys for the plaintiffs. They also say they are still willing to talk to U.S. officials, but with a trial set to start in Houston in just 2.5 weeks, time may be running out for the firm. Jim Zarole, NPR News, New York.